Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent with today's question. It's about ambition. Well, what do you think of when you hear the word aspire? Well, maybe ambition comes to mind, the driving force behind greatness or power or success. You probably wouldn't associate ambition with quietness or minding your own business, but Paul did. In 1 Thessalonians 4, he wrote, "Aspire to lead a quiet life, mind your own business, and work with your own hands." Well, John, it almost sounds like Paul is calling believers to a life of passivity or mediocrity. How do ambition and quietness fit together?
When Paul says, "Aspire to live a quiet life, mind your own business, work with your own hands," he's not talking about ministry. He's not talking about our commitment to evangelism. He's not talking about godliness in the church, holiness. He's simply talking about how you live your life in the world. And there's nothing wrong with aspiring to this because we're commanded to do these kinds of things. We are to be peacemakers in society. We are not to be troublemakers. We are to work. And if anyone doesn't work and provide for his family, he's worse than an infidel. And the Apostle Paul also said that if you don't work, you shouldn't eat. So what he is simply saying here is that we need to have foundational, basic desires, aspirations, and ambitions that lead us in the direction of obedience to the commands of the Lord, not only with regard to life in the church, but with regard to life in the world. What could be more important than living the way the Word of God calls us to live? And if that's important, then that ought to be our ambition. It ought to be our desire. Ambition in itself is not a bad thing, only when it's self-seeking.
All right, thanks, John, and thanks for listening today. If you're looking for more in-depth teaching from 1 Thessalonians, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.